Hey, it's me. It's been a minute, and it has been a lot to a lot of people. So I know that everyone is going through a lot right now. So much respect for every single person who is quarantined or not able to resume their daily life or resume their daily financial situations. If you're stuck at home with kids, taking care of parents, or just not living your regular routine with whatever that looks like, sending out light, respect, and inspiration to you. I think it's important in times like this to combat the hysteria with some self-care and some respect for ourselves, and just reminding ourselves that it's okay to freak out and it's okay if you're not freaking out. Just really honoring whatever it is that you are feeling. I'm bummed. I'm bummed with myself that I didn't post the last few days. I really, I'm not perfect either. That was something that I hoped I would do, and I did not, but here we are. So just some life updates. Maybe this will be distracting for you. You just want a distraction and not think about the coronavirus for a moment. I'll just catch you up on a little bit about what's been going on in my world with my mom and also my work. So I became a new employer at BuzzFeed since I last podcasted, which was really exciting. It's just been like a really busy, hectic up and down the last few weeks. The process was traditional audition callbacks, several steps along the way, getting closer. It's so exciting. And there's this emotional high, and you start to fantasize about what it could look like. And then they did a screen test where they mixed and matched different personalities. And I think originally they said like 3,000 submissions, and then it kept going down and down and down to 10 people. And I'm one of the 10. So I'm really, really excited about that. It's a huge deal for me in my career just to have this platform with BuzzFeed, getting to talk more in depth about the things that matter to me, such as grief awareness, breast cancer advocacy, bringing light to adult children of deceased parents, and in general, talking about the overwhelming aspects of grief that can impact you many, many years later, and how you live with it and coping with it, and all of that good stuff is something that I talked about in the audition process. And we'll hopefully get to exercise those skills of mine, or I mean, they're not skills, but just interest is a better word for it, and bringing it to that platform, as well as bringing just, funny, goofy stuff. Like, BuzzFeed is known for trending things and comedy, and that will be happening as well. And there's 9 other people. Every single one of us is so different and unique and brings something different. So it's just been really cool getting to know the talent, the producers, the behind the scenes people, everyone who works there, also in the corporate setting and HR and the office and all the free food. Like, it's just been so much like paperwork and excitement and meetings and all that fluffy goodness. So I'm sorry I didn't pod this week, but it was just one of those times. Okay, so that said, the program is possibly pausing based on what's going on with coronavirus in Los Angeles. So it was like really, really exciting. And then it was kind of like a low, like, oh, wait, is this even happening? So, for instance, this upcoming Monday and Tuesday, I was slated for a really cool shoot that was just me and involved me going around LA, interacting with the public, and we've been prepping for it. And so that was still on up until yesterday. So they had said, like, that's going to be on no matter what. If we pause for coronavirus, it won't be till the following week. And then yesterday, they're like, hey, it doesn't make sense because a lot of it's you going around LA. And if LA is not as populated, plus it's kind of rainy, it's just all sort of weird. People don't really want to be interacting with like strangers right now, understandably. So that was a bummer, but it happens. So it's just like, okay, I was shooting, then I'm not shooting, then I'm da 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 da. And then I have insecurities and fears around my own feelings because some people had already done their shoots. this past week. And then I was feeling really behind and left out because I'm not going to get to do mine. And then I was comparing myself to other people, even though it wasn't their fault or their problem that they already got to shoot. Like, that's freaking awesome. But then I was wondering, like, am I the only one who's not going to shoot right now because of the scope of my of the shoot that I had? So, guys, it's just been... Oh, it's just been a lot. So I'm adjusting to the new schedule. It's also a lot of time in the office, like pitching and like doing other stuff that takes up a lot more hours than I previously had delegated to something else because, you know, I didn't have this until I did. So I've just been adjusting with lifestyle stuff. And then now maybe we're adjusting again if the program is paused. So yeah, a lot of Hollywood is slowing down. It's not 100% out yet, although a lot of productions have stopped shooting and a lot of TV shows are no longer in production. The Bachelor is, you know, not going to be filming. Well, they're postponing filming. And so I felt really bad for anyone who maybe had booked a co-star this week. A co-star is a smaller role in a television show. It's really hard to get that. And that's kind of a step that a lot of us in my category, in my world, are trying to build more co-stars and smaller roles on shows. So I was at this commercial audition the other day. This girl was talking about how her friend had just booked a co-star on the show Morning Show on Apple that stars Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. And then Morning Show indefinitely stopped production until further notice. So if they do film again soon, you know, the smaller roles are most likely to be cut because the production lost money. And if they want to cut costs, they would probably start with the smaller roles. So her friend was really upset. I was like, oh, that sucks because it's so competitive and hard to get a role. And then if you couldn't do it, that would be like devastating. So I was like, wow, never have I been happier to not book a big job because that would be really shitty. But if that's you, if anyone listening, that's you, you know, I'm sorry. And I hope that you do get to shoot. And I hope that a lot of these shoots are postponed as opposed to completely canceled. So obviously no one knows what will happen, but I think it's important to stay calm and stay collected. Obviously, like, the fear is real and we should take the coronavirus extremely seriously. I'm absolutely in support of that. Our health is the most important thing, as we know from what I've talked about on this show and my general thoughts. If you know me, you know how much I prioritize that. And I think it's okay to honor if you're not freaking out, like that's okay too. You know, we still are allowed to be in contact with other people. Should it be minimal? Yes, but I mean, Ralph's is still open, Trader Joe's, the grocery stores. Like, look, if you're going there, you're going to be in contact with people. So you can wear a mask, you can wear gloves, or you can sanitize the shit out of your hands before and after. But I mean, hey, that's a lot of people in there. So I personally have gone to the grocery store multiple times. So my experiences so far were, yesterday I went to 4 stores. I was not able to get toilet paper or paper towels at all, which was actually upsetting. And I found myself kind of emotional about it, tearing up in Trader Joe's because I was like, wow, I feel really uncomfortable right now with the state of how things are. I also was in Trader Joe's Friday at 3 p.m. in the heart of Hollywood, which is crazy busy. So I probably picked one of the busiest ones. And I want to just reiterate for anyone who's experienced that in the outskirts and the suburbs, I've noticed it hasn't been quite as insane. So if you're living in a big city, maybe going a little bit farther out than you normally do is recommended. Also, hitting up like CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid for food is a good idea because less people go to those. And also like Lassen's and Erewhon, the more expensive grocery stores, have been a little bit better because, you know, it's more expensive. So I know we all love Trader Joe's, but maybe this is a moment to, you know, try something else. I also went to Ralph's at 8 a.m. this morning. Ralph's is like the same thing as Safeway. If people don't know what that is, it's just kind of like the big main grocery store that everyone goes to. I went at 8 a.m. and I felt a lot better. It was still insane. The lines were the craziest, you know, as expected. And a lot of stuff was gone, but it wasn't empty. Like yesterday, the stores I went to were literally empty and that was shitty and I felt bad. But today, Ralph's, you know, like I was able to get a loaf of bread, bananas, peanut butter, oatmeal. I got meat, pasta, sauce, you know, beans, chili. I just felt so much better after getting some of those staples. So if you're like me and you want to be prepared, just whatever, mentally, you know, the world's not going to like It's not the apocalypse until there's a zombie, you know, knocking at our doors. That's what my boyfriend's boss said. He's like, until there's a zombie knocking at my door, like, I'm not going to freak out. I was like, true, that's true. So wake up early, 7, 8 a.m., go to the grocery store. You're going to have better luck. I really tried both. That was helpful. And I was able to get 4 rolls of paper towels. I still wasn't able to find toilet paper, but paper towels, you can wipe your butt and it's better than like printer paper or something. So that was cool. So yeah, that's my opinion on that. And like, please, let's all take one day at a time. Obviously, if you're listening in another country that things are more advanced and people in Italy that are quarantined and in China and other places, you guys are going through something different. And I just have so much respect for your journeys and willingness to open up about it in blogs and so forth. And, you know, I'm sorry if you're bored, if you're sad, if you're feeling uncomfortable, like that is all so valid. I'm just such a fan of honoring and validating any feelings that come up for us wherever we are at in our lives. So shout out to you. Hope you're reading some good books, maybe listening to some podcasts, probably not mine because I didn't post this week because what's wrong with me? Just kidding. Self-care. We forgive ourselves. And I hope you're learning to cook some really dope stuff. I actually was thinking of sharing some of my favorite recipes because I really love cooking some easy stuff that doesn't need a lot of ingredients. So stay tuned for that. Update on my mom's health. I could really just do a whole episode dedicated to that. But before all of this, so she got her latest scan back, and unfortunately, it was a little bit questionable. I'll kind of leave it at that for now. But whereas the past 3 years, there hadn't been any new data, and this one was just like a little bit worrisome. But the short answer being, we really need to wait 3 more months till the following scan to assess more of that data. So stand by. And, you know, she's upset. So that's, you know, that sucks. But I just have to take one day at a time, like everything, like everyone right now. It's just too easy to get hysterical. So in general, you know, that's not great. Any activity on a scan is not what we want, but it also wasn't anything 911. Or is everything 911? That's a great question. Is nothing 911 or is everything 911? I don't know. But she is in her continued stable condition, and her priority right now is staying inside and not, you know, getting the coronavirus. She's in the Bay Area, which there is coronavirus scare up there. So she canceled her flights to Palm Springs, her tennis tournaments. Luckily, a lot of that stuff ended up getting canceled anyway, because at first she wasn't sure. And I was like, no, mom, you are the person that needs to not go to that stuff. So she's not. Her painting classes, it's all canceled. But luckily, she loves to paint, so that's cool. Solo activities, staying inside, great. Except for the fact that I have some thoughts about paint being toxic, but that's a whole other thought. And you know, what's more toxic, the coronavirus or paint? I don't know. Either way, we just don't want any of it to affect us negatively. So that is the update on her. I'll talk more about it next time I talk to her, see what she's comfortable with me sharing. Oh yeah, my sister is in San Diego. So my sister lives in New York. She goes to Columbia Law School. Her schools are all online now. So she is in San Diego for one of her best friend's weddings, and she brought her dog in case for some reason she can't get back to New York. But as of now, she totally can. So TBD on what she's going to do. I need to get an update from her. I had a friend from LA go to Atlanta this weekend for a shoot that was still on, and she was able to get there and everything. So, you know, flights are still happening and the world is still spinning. It's just really unfortunate for the people that it's not spinning would be those who are out of work and can't feed their families. Like, it's the priority on helping those people as well as helping the sick and elderly and preventing the coronavirus from spreading even further. And I know we're all washing our hands. I also realized, you know, I was using paper towels to wash my hands. I'm sorry, that's not what we want for the world, but this really forced me to transition to washable towels. So sorry, I don't have the coronavirus, clearing my throat, everyone calm down. And even if I did, you're not with me right now, you're just listening to me, so that's fine. Yeah, hand washing on like reusable towels has been good. I've been really mindful of how much toilet paper I'm using. I'm trying to use 2 sheets when I pee, which is hard for me. I would prefer more than that, but that's where we are at. And wow, I've already been talking for 15 minutes. I had other stuff I was going to say. I was going to read a preview from this awesome book I've been reading called Modern Loss. I think I actually might save that for a part two because that's kind of its own category. But Modern Loss, if you feel like Googling, I already recommend the book, but I'll talk more about it later and read a chapter intro or a quote or something next time. And meanwhile, yeah, I'm just going to focus on creating more content for this podcast for sure. I hope it's helpful for people who are maybe bored and just kind of want someone else to talk to them for a second when they're washing dishes or just cooking or something. And I just hope to remain, you know, an inspiring voice in people's worlds. I don't know. I mean, I don't have all the answers. And obviously, this is so serious, but it's just depending where you are, I would say try not to futurize from where you're sitting now. So, you know, the people that are futurizing about being shut in, that's valid and that's true and that could happen. But if you're not shut in today, you know, what odds and ends do you need to complete that would be helpful for you to set that up for yourself, whether it's getting some more canned goods in the house, even if you have to wake up early. Is it meditating? Is it journaling? I think we could all be tapping into things like that right now. Calm is an amazing app with free meditation. I really recommend it. And journaling, of course, is free. Writing down how you're feeling. Maybe you could commit to writing 3 things you're grateful for down every single day, just as something to do right now. And if you are quarantined, just I think it's important to keep track of how you're feeling and have little things to set up for yourself, little things to do. And I will be continuing to release more interviews. I do have a bunch of interviews that are in the can. So that are is that the expression? In the can. That are coming. So I figured, you know, is that more upsetting to listen to right now? I don't think so, because some people are still grieving amidst the craziness. I had one friend who said the coronavirus is actually distracting her from her grief in a way that she felt was positive. So that might not resonate with everyone, but I thought that was interesting. And for anyone who is really in the thick of grieving, I will continue to post interviews so that you can continue on with your own process, your grieving process. And then lastly, tonight, I'm hanging out with my friend Brian Pataka, who's a life coach that I did have on a few weeks ago. And we are going to be live streaming an update about, you know, he's just really inspirational and positive, and he has a way of making everyone feel really good. So you can come hang out with us tonight. It's going to be about 6 p.m. PST. So depending where you are, that might be different. But we'll also post the audio recording here within the next few days, and that will just be more inspiration and good vibes around the coronavirus. He's also super funny, so just like entertainment, and that's something that I look forward to doing with him. I have all new equipment. I invested in some fancier podcast stuff, so the audio quality will hopefully be even better than what's existed so far. Wow, I feel like I was talking so much, and yet I didn't even get to the topic, which was this book. So, okay, well, so it is. It's a weird time, and I'm going to just give myself permission to be okay with however this episode ended up being. And overall, just know I'm sending good, positive vibes your way. Let me know what you're cooking. What are your recipes? If you found a good one, I would love to share a recipe here on the podcast. So feel free to shoot me a quick message at dyingoflaughterpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's dyingoflaughterpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, maybe I'll do a whole recipes episode. I think that would be cool because I really do have some good ones that are quick and easy, and other people might as well. Have a good day as much as you can. Be nice to yourself. Take a bath. Just, you know, do something you don't normally do. You can't take a walk, a lot of you. What about taking a walk in your mind? What about meditating? Try something you haven't done before, please. We all have to just give ourselves permission to go where we want to go. Some people were saying to me, this is such a great time to buckle down on my stand-up and my writing and really write all these new jokes and just get so prepared. And I kind of had the opposite reaction. I kind of just want to go inward and try and find some peace and relax and not exercise my brain too much, at least in the next couple days. Obviously, I can't be like this forever, but this weekend, I just want to unwind and just, ugh, just a lot. I just want to like drink water and just hydrate and like binge a show. Is anyone watching Love is Blind? Oh my God. Please start right now if you haven't already. It's so addicting and it will pass the time. God bless Love is Blind. What a show. What a life. Oh, okay. Last thing I'll share with you, because apparently I don't shut up in times of crisis or really ever. I did find out last night that I'm on avail for a commercial, and that's super exciting. What that means on avail is basically there's like two of you, maybe three tops, two or three of you are on avail to get the role. And it means you need to hold the dates for your shoots and the fitting and everything. So that's a really good sign. It's for a national commercial for, I won't say what company yet, but it's cool. And I just didn't expect to get on avail because it was a role that I didn't think I was super perfect for on first look at the audition. That's also a cool reminder of, you know, sometimes you really can get things you weren't expecting as actors. Sometimes we really feel like we know when we crushed it, which is true. Like the last few commercials I did, I felt like I walked out and being like, that went so well. Like I'm super hopeful and think there's a positive chance here. And this one I kind of just walked out without any expectations or thinking twice about the dates. And so yeah, if there's any actors or comedy people out there who haven't experienced that in a while, I'm sending my good juju onto you to know that it could happen, it can happen, it will happen. And it was cool to get on avail last night because it was Friday the 13th. Coronavirus was like going crazy in the news. And it was, you know, I kind of thought everything might have shut down. But what will be interesting to find out is if this commercial will end up shooting. Whether or not I am in it, I'm really fascinated to know if it will take place. So the fitting is this Monday. So I'm recording this on Friday. It's Saturday. And the fitting's on Monday. So normally you find things out during the week, but since I found out only about the avail last night, I would assume I'd have to know today. Although with everything going on, I could see them waiting until the 11th hour on Sunday night, which is an interesting experience. I haven't had that before. Normally I've always known at least like maybe a day or two in advance, but this is just so last minute and the weekend and nutso McGee. And also the commercial would be shooting for up to about a week with everyone, which I've never done a commercial that shot that long, or excuse me, I have, but it was many years ago at this point. The last time that happened, it's not as traditional just because commercials spend so much money. If they can shoot it in a day, they will. But maybe different groups of people are shooting different days. So if it's small groups, perhaps that's still acceptable in Los Angeles. Fingers crossed. I'm really hopeful that it does continue. I think that would be, you know, selfishly, that'd be really exciting right now with everything going on to have like a fun project and a shoot to go to. But it would conflict with BuzzFeed, which would make me feel really bad because that's not really ideal because I just started there and I don't want to be a nuisance. But commercials pay more, so you have to weigh that. And, you know, everyone's kind of asking me for updates and I just feel just a little overwhelmed and bad and wanting to please everyone, you know, and I want to be like happy and I am happy, but then I feel bad. It's just weird times. I mean, this is all classic actor stuff that any actors listening to can relate to, but if you're not an actor, that's just a little peek into actor brain. You never know when you're doing what, and everyone wants to know what's happening and hurry up and wait. So fingers crossed this commercial happens. Fingers crossed I'm in it. If I'm not in it, I really hope it still shoots, which can give people work, jobs, happiness, purpose, at least for this week. And then maybe after this week, if things shut down or they don't, I don't know. But it's all really interesting. I have friends being like, wait, is your commercial happening? Like, are shoots still happening? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, all I know is I'm on avail and no one knows anything. Uncertain times, but I'm certainly sure of that. This is the end. I'm going on way too much. This is more info you could have ever wanted to know. Have a good, peaceful day wherever you are. I'll talk soon and I'll release another interview soon. Have a good one.